redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
V sredo se je v okviru festivala Mesto žensk odvila videoprojekcija umetniškega dela z naslovom Katastrofični blues. Avtorice dela so s pomočjo dramske igre Katastrofa Samuela Becketa raziskovale fenomene zatiranja, prekarnosti, sistemov preganjanja in migracij. Dublinski ustvarjavki Bernie O'Reilly in Maud Hendricks sta pod imenom Outlandish Theatre Platform sodelovali s članicami skupine WOW, ki jo sestavljajo Samar Al-Kerav, Favor Edokpai Musa, Katja Kovač, Viktorija Pospelov, Samara Zukhul in Tanja Završki. Po videoprojekciji je na okrogli mizi vsaka od avtoric ponudila svojo izkušnjo zatiranjem zaradi religije, vojne, rase in seksualnosti. Becketovo delo je dobro izhodišče za premislek represije, ki jo ponotranjimo v obliki specifične strukture miselnosti. Kljub koronavirusni epidemiji problemi sovražnega govora in vlivanja strahu namreč niso izginili. Več o samem festivalu in letošnji temi nam je povedala PR-ovka Urška Lipovš.
Nek nagovor festivala je letos Pridi bliže, saj smo želeli s festivalom oblikovati neke začasne prostore zbliževanja, pozvati ljudi, da smo prisotne kljub omejitvam in da je pomembno zdrževati nek stik s skupnostjo. Zdaj letošnji festival se seveda zaradi omejitev povezanih z koronavirusom razlikuje od prejšnjih. Program letos traja kar 3 tedne, so pa med seboj dogodki malo bolj ohlapno razporejeni. Del dogajanja je mogoče spremljati preko livestreama na naši spletni strani 2020cityofbeeman.org. Na spletu je prav tako dostopna 3D razstava nepozabne v virtualni 3D galeriji Vodnikova domačija Šiška. Družimo se pa lahko na dogodkih zunaj na odprtem, kot recimo feministična tura s kolesom, vodstvo po razstavi nepozabne, ki smo jo pripravili v sodelovanju s tam mestnimi plakati in pa mladinsko knjigo, medtem ko v sklopu projekta Roževina zgodovine pa bomo izvedle le manjše dogodke oziroma v manjši skupini obiskovalk in pa sodelujočih.
Govorili smo tudi z eno izmed sodelujočih umetnic Samar Al-Kerav, ki nam je opisala kreativne tehnike uporabljene pri delu in kako so povezane z njenim sporočilom.
So for the first question about the methods and the tools that we use, these methods and tools were basically for a community building process. We are 5 participants from totally different backgrounds and various backgrounds who identify themselves as women and residents of Slovenia. And the tools we're used is to facilitate our peer-to-peer discussion about the concept of oppression through creative tools and engaging tools to create a community where we have an environment of transparent communication of what is oppression in one hand, in another hand, what kind of factors that exist on a social level that makes oppression look as a norm, not as something wrong, but it is normalization of the oppressive system as a norm, which can lead to visible and invisible inequalities, and it can increase them. But as a second domain that we worked on, we were discussing the circle of oppression in a sense that how our different individual conditions and our different individual settings, like age, like class, like gender, like skin of color, language, sexuality, religion, can change the type of oppression that is subjected on it. This we can see in the circle of oppression.
Zukhul izpostavi, kako zelo je delo povezano tudi z epidemijo koronavirusa.
So one of the factors in the first domain that we tackled when talking about oppression, what is the social factors that makes oppression perceived as a norm, as just a system that we live in, and we are even pushed into accepting it rather than discussing it, is the policy of fear, or the narratives of fear or hate speech, which we saw that in this, that the COVID-19 crisis was encouraging this kind of fear, hate speech, policy of fear, and the measures that were taken worldwide. It was based on separation rather than integration and solidarity or global cooperation. It led to an increase of fear between people coming from different backgrounds and from different individual settings and individual conditions. It was a speech and a discourse that encouraged isolation, isolation in a sense that is encouraging social distance, not only in a physical level, but in a psychological level, that we should be afraid from each other rather than cooperating with each other. It was not focused on the sense of empathy, on the policy of solidarity, policy of cooperation, and policy of a global global education or global solidarity to face this crisis together on a human level.
Video projekcija Katastrofični blues nas je soočila z osebnimi zgodbami in perspektivami žensk, ki so upravičeno lahko spregovorile o sovraštvu ter zaklinjanju, s katerim se srečujejo iz dneva v dan. Kulturne novice je pripravil Matej.